sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Armin Raymond Razi Sheyichu. Schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina Rabbi Yisrael Ben Rab Moshe Mordechai Lebracha Vatzlacha Bachomase Yedehem. And this is based on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Hagon Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He used to have a chavrusa with a chashuv Talmud Chacham named Hagon Rabbi David Freiman Shlita, the son of Rabbi Ben Sion, who knew a little bit from Shivra Kotel. Ibozo Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And Rabbi Freiman, the son, was kind enough to record his personal chavrusa with Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in writing. So we have numerous svarim that have been produced based on these chavrusas. It's like worth $100,000. So this is from the Sefer Mayim Chaim, who was first printed in the Moria Torah Journal in the year Tavshin Ayin, Kislev Tavshin Ayin, 11 years ago. And what can I tell you, sweet friends, to learn from the Rosh Yeshiva, it's like half leva fele. The Mishnah and Orla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, there's a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rib Shimon about Orla and Kilei HaKerem that fell into Rov Chulin. Are they mitstaref to Aser the Taroves or not? In other words, if the Orl and Kilei HaKerem together, independently, you would have Bittel, the Orla alone and the Kilei HaKerem alone. But if you put the two together, then there's no Bittel. So is there Tzeruf on these Isurim to Aser the Taroves, or is there no Tzeruf? Do they combine? Or do they not combine? Do the two different Asurim combine? Orla b'kilei HaKerem Olim b'echad u'masayim u'mitstarfim zeim ze ve'ein otzarech laharim. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. They're mitstarif with each other when there's tarovis. Orla v'kilei HaKerem, if they fall in to Heter and there's 200 against the Orla and Kilei HaKerem, so they're Mizbatel in the 1 and 200, but they're Mitzarev to Aser the Taroves, and the Mishnah says Veino Tzarech Laharim. With Avei Truma, it says Truma, Truma's Meiser Shel Demai Chala Bikurim, Olam Be'echad Umeh. They're Mitzbatel in a Taroves 1 to 100. They're Mitzarif. It's Tzarech Laharim. You have to take out of the Taroves the amount of Isser that fell in, and give it to a Kohen. Here, you don't have to take anything out. Gemara explains why. The Yerushalmi. Akopanim. There is Tzarech. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Shimon holds, Ein mitstarfim. There's no tzeirif. Chol echad bifnei atzmo batal. There's no tzeirif between the Orla and Kilei HaKerem. And therefore, if there's 200 against each independently, it's batal. And we don't combine the amount of the Orla together with the Kilei HaKerem to aser this tarovis. In the Yerushalmi Sham, it's mavur that even the Tanakam was Rav Meir's modeh that if first three kavim of Orla fell into 100 sav chulin, and then another three kavim of Kilei HaKerem falls in, it's not mitstaref. The Orla is not mitstaref to the Kilei HaKerem to aser this chulin. Why? Because the first three kavim of Orla were already batal. When he holds that it's mitstaref, he's talking when it fell in at the same time. But if first the Orla fell in, and then the Kilei HaKerem fell in, we say that the Orla is batal, and then the Kilei HaKerem is batal. They're not mitzdarif. They're only mitzdarif if they fell b'vasacha simultaneously. Weiter in the Yerushalmi, the Hemshech, it says there in the continuation of the Yerushalmi, that it's pshita yediyaso matiraso. His yediya is matir, the fact that he knows that it fell in, and his batal, so that's enough. That means that there's going to be no tzeirif, because he knew when the orla fell in, he knew that it fell in. And memela, we say bittel. Yediyas chaveiro ma'ashi tatiro. The shaila is, what about yediyas chaveiro? What about when your friend knows? You don't know about this bittel, but your friend knows. And the question is that also create a halacha of bittel? Your yediya, yes. What about Yedias Chavero? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Hechi Vida. Hulo Yadaba, Chavero Yadaba. What are we going to do? He doesn't know, but his friend knows. Do we say that his friend's knowledge is irrelevant, and therefore the two, the Kilei Akerem and the Orla that fell in our Mitzdarif? Or do we say, no, they're not Mitzdarif? We say that his yediya creates a bittel on the first nefila, on the first and the orla falling in, and therefore there's bittel, and it's kosher, it's mutter. And then the second kilei akerem falls in, and it's nachamo mutter. Or do we say no? Do we say that the idea of his friend doesn't count? And therefore, it's as if it fell in Bevas Achas, the three kavim of Orla, and then the three kavim of Kilei Akerem. And now it's no longer batel b'masayim. There's no longer 200 against it, because the two forbidden items are mitzdarif, because the idea of his friend that the first item fell doesn't create a bittel. The Rash later on, Mishnah Gimel, Dibur Masechta Yerushalmi, brings the Yerushalmi, and he explains that if it wasn't known that the first forbidden item fell in until the second forbidden item fell in, it's considered that it fell in at the same time, and it's mitzdarif to asur the chulin. So we see from the Yerushalmi Achidish that the heter of bittel berov, the miut iser shenafel arov heter, this heter of bittel berov, when you have a miut iser that fell into rov heter, is chal only after there is a yediyah, there is awareness that there was this ta'arovis, this mixture of iser v'heter. But if there's no awareness of this mixture, the heter of bittel berov is not chal. And this miut, the miut of one forbidden item, joins together as mitzdarif with the other forbidden item, and it forbids this mixture. So that's a big chiddush in the Yerushalmi. There needs to be yediyah. It's not just something objective. There has to be subjective knowledge of the human being. We find similarly in the Mishnah Trumas, in Perakei Mishnah Ches, Sa'ot Truma, Shenafla Lemea, V'lo Hispik Lahagbia at Shenafla Acheres, Harezu Asura V'Reb Shimon Matir. If you have a Sa of Truma that fell into 100, by Truma it's 1 to 100, a Sa of Truma fell into 100, and the person wasn't able to be Magbia. He was not able to take out, that's what we said before, you have to take out the amount of Isser that fell in, give it to a Kohen. So if a Sad Shumah fell into 100, and he didn't, wasn't Magbiah until another fell in, now it's Usser. Normally it's Batal 1 to 100, you just take out a Sah of Truma, you take out a Sah and you give it to the Kohen. But if another one fell in before he was able to take it out, it's Usser. Rabbi Shimon is Matir, in the Yerushalmi, it's Mavur, in Halacha Beis, Chavtes Amit Beis, the reason of Rabbi Shimon that he's Matir is because Bitl Barov is Chal, even before the Harama, that his Yediyah, even before he takes out the forbidden amount that fell in, because his Yediyah causes, creates the bittel, the nullification of the truma in the chulin, and therefore the bittel is chal even before the bittel takes effect, even before he takes out the truma that fell in. And this implies that even Reb Shimon, who holds that there's bittel, there's nullification of the truma before harama, is modeh that the only way bittel is going to be chal is if there is yediyah. In achinami, harama, true harama, you don't need. But you need yediyah that there was a taroves of miut im harov. So we see in the Yerushalmi that we quoted before about the oral and kilei akerim that you need yediyah in order for the bittel to be chal, and if you don't have yediyah, it's as if the two forbidden items fell simultaneously, if you don't have idea that the first one fell independently. And we see the same idea by Truma, that the only way the bittel is going to be chal on the Truma, when it falls 1 into 100, a sav Truma to 100 of chulin, is if there was idea. So there has to be subjective knowledge. And the Rash in Orla, Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishantz, he already notes this, that Matsinu Chai Gavna, we find, like we found in Yerushalmi in Orla, we find similarly in the Yerushalmi in Trumos. The Rosh in Chulin, in the 7th Perek, in the 37th Simen, brings the Yerushalmi in Trumos, and he proves from there that the Chalos, Bittel, Miut, Ha'Isser, Barov, Ha'Heter, that the effectation of the nullification of the minority of Isser in the majority of Heter is only after there is knowledge that there was a ta'arovis, a mixture. To explain this, says Reb Shimon, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz was fond of quoting Reb Shimon, if only because Reb Shimon was his Rebbe. Besides Reb Shimon being a Gaon Olam. Reb Shimon. Ah. So in the Shari Yosher and Shari Gimel Perikit Aleph, he explains that since the Inyan of Bittel Barov is because the Miut, the minority, is misnaget, is opposed to the majority, so there is this clash, there is this conflict between the minority and the majority. Bittel is only shayach, nullification is only relevant after there is a yediyah, after there is subjective knowledge of this admixture. Then we have a nidon befoal, we have a practical issue at hand, if we should establish the law of this mixture based on the majority or the minority. But before there is Yediyah Satarovis, before we know about this clash, before we know about this conflict, there's nothing to talk about. We aren't establishing any dinim, so therefore it's not shaykh to have Bittel Barov. Ayin Sham B'divrei Reb Shimon, that he discusses this rush. Again, this Reb Shimon, if you want the address, is in Shari Yosher, Shari Gimel, Perikit Aleph. And Reb Shimon is also quoted in the Kovet Ta'aris of Reb Elchanan in Simen Nunches Ozbeis, and the Kovet Shiurim of Reb Elchanan In Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Hei, Os Tes Vav. So, this of course is the true, authentic Reb Elchanan, as opposed to myself, who is the fake, imposter Reb Elchanan. My name happens to be Elchanan, but definitely not Reb. Not even in this. I can say I'm the same religion as Reb Elchanan, but that's as close as I get. I was also not named after him. I have a cousin who shares my name, first and last name. I believe he was actually named after Reb Elchanan. I was named after a less famous Jewish personality, namely my two grandmothers, both of whom were named Chana. That's what I understand from my parents. But they didn't want to name me Chana because, you know, I'd be walking around MTA, and people were saying, Chani, Chani, and, you know, I might be the laughing stock. Not that in MTA anybody would make fun of me, but, you know, it's usually that one guy who's a little bit less sensitive than he should be. So because of that one guy, he wouldn't even come from MTA, he would come from one of the public schools in the neighborhood. In any event, Reb Elchanan also discusses this Reb Shimon. So that's the idea, that we only can talk about Bittul Barov after Yediyah when there's a Nidon Befoal. After there's a Yediyah of the Tarovus, there's a Nidon Befoal, then we're Koveya the Din Alpi the Rov. Then we establish the Din based on the majority. Now in the Yerushalmi there in Orla, there's a Suffolk. If Yediyas Suffolk is Matir like Yediyas Vadai or not. In other words, when Isser fell into a Kupa, into this barrel, and we don't know if there's Rov Kenegat HaIsser Levatlo or not. Yediyas Suffolk Mahu Shetatir Ki Yediyas Vadai, says the Yerushalmi. Hich Ivita, what's this Maise of Yediyas Suffolk? Hayu Lefan of Shtei Kupos Achas Shel Masayim, one of them has 200 of Heter, which is a Kamut HaRi'uya LeVitul Sa'a Shel Tron Orla. It's an amount that's fitting for the Bittul Sa'a of the Orla. And one that doesn't have 200, Nafla Sa'a Orla L'soch Achas Mehen Ve'en Yadul Eze Mehen Nafla. So a Sa'a of Orla fell into one of them, and we don't know which one. The Kupa that has 200 in its bottle, or the Kupa that doesn't have 200 and there's no bittle. V'achakach nafla shnia, and then another Sa'a fell in to the Kupa that has 200 of Heter. And then you measured it, and you found out that that has 202. So you see that it actually fell into the one that created bittle. It fell into the barrel that had enough to establish bittle the first time. But when it fell in, you were still Masupik. You didn't know the din. Very interesting. I mean, nothing against the Bavli. Obviously, I love the Bavli. I live with the Bavli. But the Yerushalmi is so bishmak. What can I tell you? So, it has like a real, a lot of real achronish hakiras. So, now the question is, in Tamar, Yediyah Suffolk, Yediyah Svade Ola. If you say the Yediyah Suffolk, the first time you had a Yediyah, it was Yediyah Suffolk. The first time you had, I didn't mean before to have any disrespect for the Bavli. Obviously, the Bavli is super, super, super geschmack. But Yerushalmi is a different style and a different type of thinking. And we appreciate each one for its greatness and its being part of our Mesorah. So in Tamar, do you say that Yediyah Suffolk Yediyah Svade Ola? In Tamar, Yediyah Suffolk Yediyah Svade Ein Ola. So the Shaila is, the first time it fell in, it was Yediyah Suffolk. You didn't know if there was Bittul or not. And now when the second one fell in, you found it retroactively there was Bittul the first time. But now there's no longer Bittul, because now it's two against 100. So you don't have Bittul anymore. But if there was Bittul the first time, then now the second Sa'a fell in, there's Bittul once again. So that's the Shaila. The Shaila is, does the Yediyah Suffolk count as Yediyah, and therefore there was Bittul the first time, when it was only Mitoch Suffolk, or not? So this Yerushalmi might very well pose a question on the holy Rashba and Ritva. in Kiddushin on page 73b, that when there's miut iser v'rov heter, let's say you have miut iser, a minority of iser, and a rov, a majority of heter, and we're mesupik, even though it's miut iser v'rov heter, we're mesupik if it's kavua. What's the din of kavua? Kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami. Kavua makes 50-50. So we're mesupik if it's kavua. So you know there's a rov of het there, but it might be kavua, which would mean 50-50. So the rov of het there doesn't help us. Say the Rashba and the Ritva, yesh lahatir mitam sveik sveike. We should be matir because of sveik sveike. What's the het there? The shem aleka kavua v'have rov het there. Maybe there's no kavua, and it's a majority of heter. So on the tzad that it's not kavua, you have rov heter. You go with the rov heter. And even if it is kavua, kavua is also a suffix. Kavua is also 50-50. So either you have rov or you have 50-50. So therefore, based on this sveik sveika, right, even on the tzad, that it's kavua, there's still a tzad that it's mutter. So this is not just a regular suffik of 50-50. This is sveik sveika. So maybe b'chal you have rov, and if you don't have rov, you have 50-50. So that's the Rashba and the Ritva and Kiddushin and Dafayin Gimel Omer Aleph. Chayra tzarechiyun. That according to the tzad in the Yerushalmi, that yediyah suffik isn't considered yediyah. If that's true, then there's no room to be mitzarei for the first suffik, shema have a rov heter. You can't be mitzarei for the first suffik, then maybe you have a rov heter. Sharei lo noda lanu shebatal iser berov. Because we never knew, we never found out that there was bitul iser berov. Because we have a suffix, maybe it's kavua. So we never had yediyah on the first suffix. The first suffix is begeder suffix. There was no yediyah. It's a suffix yediyah, but it's not a yediyah vadois. It's only a suffix yediyah because it might be kavua. So therefore, you don't know if you had a rov in the first place. So how can you be mitzari if the first suffix, when it's only yediyah suffix? The first suffix is maybe it's not kavua, and then you have rov had there. Okay, but you don't know. Sharei lo noda lanu shebatal iser berov. In order for there to be bittel, you need to have yedi of the bittel. The only way to have bittel is to have yedi of the bittel. And here you didn't have yedi of the bittel. You only had suffik yidi. Normally you have a sveik sveika, you have a suffik. That on the tzad of suffik 1, it's mutter. But here, the tzad of suffik 1 isn't mutter. We say, maybe it's not kavua and it's rov. And it's bitul batul barov. Yeah, but it's not batul barov because you had no yediyah. Bitul barov only works if there's yediyah. And here there's no yediyah. How do they say in the movies? Dan, taran, dan, dan. If there's no yediyah, mesafkalon, we have a suffik, maybe it's kavua. And since it wasn't mizbarer, that it's roi lios nitor midin rov, that it's fitting to become mutter. Midin rov, imkein b'toiras vadai ein kan rov heter. B'toras vadai, we never have rov het there, and therefore we can't be mitzari if this, we can't join this into a sveik sveika. So that's the kasha of the of Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal. So this Yerushalmi would seem to be a kasha in the Rashba and the Ritva. The Rashba and Ritva, they want to be mitzari. The fact that maybe this, it's not kavua and it's a rov to this fake sveik is not going to help us, because according to the Yerushalmi, a suffik yediyah might not be a yediyah, and therefore there's no bittul. Suffolk, Yediyas HaBitl doesn't create Bitl. You have to have Vada Yediyah. However, it would appear that it's not Shver. Because the whole Yerushalmi, where there's no Bitl, there's no Yediyah Befoal, there's no Din Bitl Barov, was only Gabe Din Bitl Barov. Because what's Bitl Barov? Bitl Barov is a Chalos Din Bechefte Shalamiyut Shemishapecha Israel Heder. Bitl Barov is a change in the halachic status of the object, of the minority, that it's transformed from forbidden to permitted. And with respect to that, we say that the din bittel is chal rak kishenogea din zeb foal al yidei shenoda tarovas harov v'amiut. We say that this is only, this transformation from iser to heter, this transformation of the cheftza, of the item itself, from a forbidden item to a permitted item, is only if there's yediyas hatarovas. They have to know about it in order to effect this change. However, legabe din holach achar harov, with regard to the din of follow the majority, that's learned from the pasuk of achare rabim lahatos, she'en kan shinui b'mitzius hachefetz, that there is no change in the mitzius, when you have a din of achare rabim lahatos, that you follow the majority, not that it's batal, not that the object is transformed, but you have a minority and a majority, and you follow it, gets the din of the majority. So in such a case of achare rabim lahatos, where there's no shinui, where there's no change in the mitzius of the object, the Yesod HaDin is Legabe Dover HaMesupik Lanu Azlinan Basaruba Bekava Torah Ken Klapenu Shenisnaig L'maisal Piarov. So the Torah says that if you have a miut and a rov, that L'maisa you follow the rov, not that the miut is transformed. That's the din of Achari Rabin Lahatos. So Legabe this din, there's no nafkamina if nizbar lanu asafik ola, if the suffik was mizbar or not. Because if there's rov heter, the din Torah is established for us to be somich on the rov. And if so, it's pashut that this nidon is not nogea to the rishonim, besafik kavua. When we talk about Safek Kavua, we're talking about a din of Halach Achar HaRov, not Bitl Barov. In other words, let's say you have 10 animals in front of you, and you know that 9 of them are kosher, and you know that one of them isn't kosher. So you're allowed to eat them all. Halach acharov, because each, when you shecht an animal, or let's say better, l'kulei alma, you shecht an animal of these 10, you can just look at this animal and you can say it's one of the mutter ones. Why halach acharov? Halach acharov, it's not bitl barov. It's not that this animal is batal, that it's transformed into a mutter animal. The usher animal is not transformed to a mutter animal. Just if you have 10 animals and 9 are kosher and one's not kosher, we say halach acharov. Each one that you shecht, you can assume it's from the kosher bunch and not the unkosher, because you have a rov. That's in this team, bitl barov and halach achar rov. So what was the Yerushalmi talking about bitl barov? Bitl barov, you have to know. In order to change the status of the item, you have to know your yediyah creates this shinui b'metzias hachefetz. When it's nogea b'foal, and I know about it, and it's practical, so the fact that I know that it was mizbatel, and it's nogea l'maisa, we say, and it's a practical question that's now coming in front of us. So, like we see in the Yerushalmi, there has to be yediyah. But what does this yediyah do? This yediyah creates a shinui in the cheftza. That's why you need yediyah. You need yediyah to make it, I know about it, and it's nogea l'maisa, so there's a shinui in the cheftza. It's batal barov. But when you talk about halach acha harov, you don't need any shinui in any cheftza. And therefore, you don't need yediyah either. So those Rishon and the Rashi, they're talking about halach acha harov. There are 10 animals, and you know one of them is in kosher, the other 9 are. Now, there's a suffix. Maybe these animals are considered kavua. And if they're kavua, then kol kavua kamechtza mechtza dami. But let's say they're not kavua. Then halach acha harov. Ah! So for that, you don't need yediyah. So even though you didn't have yediyah about that, it doesn't matter. Because you don't need yediyah, because you're not transforming the object. There the Torah is just koveh the din. That you shechtel one of the animals, you can eat it, because halach acha harov. There you don't need yediyah. So that's what the Rashba and the Ritva were talking about. But what the Yerushalmi was talking about was when there was bitl barov. When there's bitl barov, that's where you need yediyah in order to transform the object from iser to heter. That requires our yediyah. But when you're not transforming the object, what does it matter whether or not you have yediyah? It's your yediyah that transforms the object from iser to heter. The fact that it fell and it's bitl and you know about it, you have a shaila, and therefore the Torah says that in your mind now you're supposed to say, and it really happens, that this object turns into a chefetz of heter. That's when there's bitl barov. But when it's halach acha harov, so it doesn't really matter what you're thinking. The Torah says the chayfetz isn't changing. The Torah says that if you have a situation where you have a rov of heter and a miut of iser, we establish the din that you're following the rov of heter, regardless of your yediyah. Okay, we have a lot more to say about this. Say an even bigger chiddush, and see how that's going to answer Akasha regarding the Tzipporei Metzora. And Mirat Hashem, our avoda in the second part of this shir is to explain that. And see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening to this shir. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.